Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, let's just be real clear. What Rex is speaking to were the pre-draft thoughts where some teams felt like Shador didn't do the homework in the draft process. With respect to Rex, you'd be like the worst person in the world to tell somebody else not to run their mouth. Of all the head coaches, and again, he's Buddy Ryan's son. So this is like, if you're an heir to the throne, you talk more than any other human being. Just feel like Rex Ryan's a head coach that was moderately successful that talked his way out of the league. If I don't know if this maybe puts what Shador did earlier today in different context, I can definitely understand if Shador's a little sick of, you know, certain media people talking about him.
I think so, for sure. Because really, like, the entire Shador quote that caused that Rex Ryan crash out, and again, I'm still trying to find out why Rex Ryan was so upset about what Shador said, because Shador really was just saying
out Shador's not into feet. Maybe that was it.
Maybe. All he said, remember when Baker's...
He likes a woman's eyes.
Remember when Baker...
What the hell's that? This freak, okay?
Remember when
football men like feet.
Remember when Baker did the whole, like, I bet Rex Ryan put his foot in his mouth thing, and like that was like a clap back at Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan got beef with Cleveland quarterbacks.
In fairness, I don't think he's that, like... I don't think he has that dexterity.
Yeah. I don't think that's happening.
It's a tough
either.
One for a bigger fella.
My point is, like, all Shador said was that if he's called upon, he's ready to play. You look at the quarterback play in the league right now, and he feels like he can be better than that. I really don't think that in and of itself is that incriminating of a statement to make.
Listen,
I really don't. I don't think it warranted the big crash out from Rex Ryan. And the fact that it did, that's why you saw Shador Sanders turn into Mime Sanders today.
I think the Shemime... Shemime Sanders.
I mean,
they got a Shalomi. I'm assuming that there's a Shemime Sanders somewhere in the Sanders tree. I want to get to Shador. I want to get to Dion's response to this, because apparently he reacted to this on social media, because of course he does, because he's Dion. What I will say is I think people went way too hard in the paint with Shador miming different answers to questions today. I think people reacted far too heavily in his comments last week, in which he was asked in a media setting. So at any point, he could have done something very look at me by saying, I'm better than any of the guys in front of me. I'm better than... He didn't do that. He just said he's still confident that he can play at this level in the league. And the reaction to it's been really embarrassing.
It has been.
Like, it does seem like a lot of our media brethren in the national media maybe have missed their Shador juice, right? You get the juice in the off season when he's a second, what is he, a third string, second string, fourth string, no run. But you know what? You get that nice little injection to your ratings. You get used to it. I get it. This is thirst to me. Like, the reaction to this on social media, like, the people who don't like Shador are reacting like people who don't like Shador. The people that love Shador and think this kid doesn't do anything wrong are saying the same damn thing. I know, because both of them somehow were chirping at me on social media.
Yep.
Guys, I think it's the dumbest damn thing in the world that a team would be upset about this. Do I also think the Browns would go to Shador and said, this is why we don't think you're a quarterback, and this is why the rest of the league decided to pass on you? Yes.
Dude, shame on them. Like, evaluate the guy with what he does on the field. He's only being Miles Sanders today because you're not giving him that opportunity to show you and to show the rest of the NFL what he can do.
Yeah, but this is the pushback. Because I agree that I think, like, this should all been even, and Shador and Dylan should have entered this thing at the same level because they were both old-ass college quarterbacks who had flaws in their game, and that's why they were not top 32 picks. And I'll say this. If Dylan had Shador's measurables, Dylan would have been a top 32 pick this year. All right? So we just talk about that slight physical difference between the two of them. All this being said, the Browns have is as staunchy, as stupid, as silly is, I think, the Browns' idea of, well, Shador, we're going to teach you how to be a quarterback. You're not his father. All these kids come in as young adults. None of them are finished products. I think they made it up to be too much, right? And I'm saying that. But if they gave you X, Y, and Z on how to become the Browns' starting quarterback, you should probably be passing something like this through that measure, right? Hey, if I pantomime answers because I got in trouble for giving you guys answers last week, or because Rex Ryan doesn't think I'm going to be Mr. December for the Foot Fetish Weekly emails, like, whatever it is, you could listen. Like, there's a part of this where it's like, Shador, I think if we just said out loud, is pantomiming answers on Dylan Gabriel getting the starting quarterback job, is that part and parcel with you becoming the Browns starting quarterback? Logically, you would have to say no. Logically, this would be a fly in the ointment for you. I think it's dumb and ridiculous that you have to do this. I look forward to the pros and cons of the Shador experience, which are he doesn't walk, talk, and act like every other quarterback.
Right.
So many of the boring quarterbacks that, quite frankly, make me fall asleep in my chair. At the same point, if they gave you the roadmap and you don't follow it, then you can't be mad if they hold you back for dumb bleep, no matter how dumb that is.
But at the same time, like, you can't expect every single individual, every single human being, and maybe this is going to come across as a surprise to some of those individuals in Berea. These are human beings that we're talking about. This isn't spreadsheets. Everybody's a little bit different. Shador's not going to fall in line the same way that Dylan Gabriel is.
Yeah,
and you should have known that before you drafted him.
No,
he's a different cat. Yeah. Then why'd you draft him?
Because they believe in his talent and they think if he puts the crap to the side. Again, I think all of these are wildly insulting to they've put Shador through some level of a process of you've got to pass this test and this test that they don't do for anybody else.
Right.
Like, and by the way, I'd love it if the test was, have you been accused of hitting your girlfriend? I'd like if that was one of the screens we could pass some of these dudes through, because that's one of the things I haven't heard about Shador, by the way, just so we're clear. So it's apparent that they're trying to make a point with Shador. He has to do every, but at the same point, if you know that, why are you doing this? If this sets you back, was it really worth it? And again, I think it's dumb. Dumb, like a colossal waste of effing time is what it is. My time, your time, Shador's time, their time. If you're trying to jam a guy up and trying to raise him as one of your own, I think when you haven't done that with guys accused of real crap on this planet, believe me, I didn't think of you much before. I think of you less now. But if you're Shador, if you told me when I was a young radio show host, hey, here's the three things you can't do, and one day you'll get to sit in one of the primetime spots, I would have done it. There have been plenty of team things that I've been told or ways that we've been advised. And I'm like, that doesn't sound like something I would do, and it doesn't sound like something that goes on my show. But you've deemed it does. You got to play ball. Believe me, it's dumb. The way the Browns have handled Shador, this entire process is incredibly, it's insulting.
Yep.
For any other adult, especially knowing the other things that guys in that locker room has been accused of, that they've been like, well, this is a league process. Believe me, cannot say it hard enough how dumb that they've handled this spot. Not holding him back, but certainly not giving him every advantage like they have Dylan Gabriel. But at some point, it's an IQ test. And Shador is too smart to be failing this kind of IQ test, no matter what you and I are in lockstep on how the organization does this. I cannot say it again. Think it's ridiculous. But they're the ones in power, and you aren't yet.
I just wonder, like, he clearly doesn't care, is another component of this. And you see, like, Coach Prime weighed in on Shador's interview today with a bunch of laughing emojis and said, good one, son, you did that. So your dad is standing up for what you did because he knows you're making fun of the fact that anything that you say will be misconstrued by the media. You got a stamp of approval from Pops at home, but your coach and your bosses are not giving you that same stamp of approval. And I think for Shador as an individual and as a human being, he's been through a ton. Like, I almost relate to it in a sense.
Real quick, what has he been through?
I think the draft slide and the fact that he thought he was going to be a number two overall pick, he was actively telling teams to not select him because he wanted to be able to play this year. And you saw a path here in Cleveland where you could get on the field and things aren't going according to plan. That takes a bit out of you when you're somebody like Shador and you genuinely believe that you deserve to be in that spot. Like, I'm sure deep down he's hurting a little bit.
All right.
I think he is. I think that's why you see him doing this stuff.
I understand that this is these guys' career. And I understand. Yeah, I fell in the draft, thought I was going to be the number two pick, thought I was going to be a top 32 pick, thought I was going to be a top 64 pick. Get that. Nobody likes that. People were laughing at you. I totally understand that. Even now, like, it's just, if you can't handle this heat, you weren't made to be in the kitchen. And I almost think what you're saying, oh, he's hurt. I almost think that's as insulting as the way they talk about him. Like, this is in the cosmos of things that I have faced in my life. Work troubles are about a 5. As bad as I've gotten fired before, I've gotten screamed at, I've gotten talked down to, I've wanted to quit but couldn't. That's a whole different level. And the highest it got on how bad and how uncomfortable it can get is a 5. There's so many more things. Like, oh, I had a fall in the draft. Yeah, there are people who won't be able to pay their mortgage and will lose their home this month. Right? Like, this is where, like, it's incumbent on Shador, and it's hard when you're 22 because you don't know this. I, as an old man, do. This is not forever. Whatever, if Kevin doesn't like you, but the front office drafted him, which I think is kind of how I've always felt like it is, yeah, Kevin's not going to be here, and even if Kevin is here, you're not going to be here forever. But, like, when you turn him into a martyr by being like, he's hurting, it's like, if this is hurt, you don't know hurt yet. If this is hurt, tell life about it a little bit, and life will give you real hurt to deal with. That would be, like, just pushing back on what you said. Like, you think this is it, kid? Yet you haven't seen diddly squat yet.
It's a good point. I'm only saying, like, that you know, it's hurt because he hasn't gone through anything like this. Everything else to this point has been
that would speak to a pretty privileged life,
and it has been. Yeah, and this and is that's how been it well
works.
Documented.
This is how it works for the other couple thousand young men whose dad isn't the head coach at Jackson State or Colorado. And so this is where I do think we should be a little bit more generous towards Shador and understand that this is a different environment that he's ever been a part.
Yep.
Again, I think people hammering him for pantomiming words today, I think that is the epitome of focusing on the wrong thing. The problem is the Browns have also agreed with cut the off the field crap out, cut the silliness out, because this is a professional work environment. You can't be mad, Shador, if they kind of come down on you a bit. 216-474-0092. Dion has weighed in. Thought it was a good joke. Where are we now on the latest scandal involving the Cleveland Browns? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. First time in my life, at 40 years old, somebody threw a successful surprise birthday party for me. No one tipped it. Nobody surprised it. Apparently, there were like 75 close calls. She got me. You know how long it took me there, Nick, to realize that it wasn't a birthday party for my kid?
How long?
So the whole point of it, anybody listened last week, I talked a few times about big party for our oldest. She turned 15 this year. And I'm
done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Walking around the corner, and I was starting to do this thing where, you understand, Vanessa, I got to have you run this. And then my mom needed me to go over to her house. So I'm like a little behind, a little frustrated. And then at like 4:45, Vanessa's like, hey, I need you to stay away for an extra 10 minutes. Which I thought meant I was about ready to spoil the because it was also homecoming for my kid.
Yeah.
So I thought it was that. Turns out it was a surprise party. And so I'm walking up. I got two giant bags of ice. I'm a little annoyed. And I saw a bunch of cars I don't know. And that's not a great start for me. Because I'm like, God, how many people are here? And how many people are actually going to know? Now, in fairness, I'd rather not know anybody at my own house than not know anybody at somebody else's house. Because at somebody else's house, I don't know where to go and drink, right? Whereas at my house, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go for a walk around the lake. Or I'll go hang out with Mongo in the house, whatever it is. So I actually put my head down. When I saw, I think it was a white Challenger, one of the cars. And I was like, I don't know who that is. Oh, my God. I put my head down. I took in some deep breaths. I'm like, you have a lot of conversation with people you don't know. That's okay. Right? These are friends of Olivia's parents. Like, sorry, these are, that came out exactly as was intended. These are friends of Olivia. Or you know, friends of Olivia's parents, it's going to be okay. And I did that right. I saw an arm kind of going past what the hell is it called where you park your car?
Like the side of the curb.
Yes. And I like put my head, I'm like really focused in. I'm like, you're going to have fun because you do like people.
Yeah.
You're just nervous because there's a lot of people you don't know. And as I looked up, it was literally every person that I knew. It was like a Where's Waldo of people that I've loved my entire life. And it was my best friend who's in the Marines who I never see. It was his family, his brother, his mom, two of his three kids. It was Daryl and a date. It was our buddy Jake Murren. And even then, In the first few minutes, I'm like, man, I hope we didn't ruin the surprise for her, for Olivia. I was thinking like, hey, is this like a joint party then? And then she gets a surprise. It took like 5 minutes later. Vanessa was like, you know, this is not a party for your oldest at all. And I was like, just for me? I thought I was past these sort of things. And I also found out why my wife had been lying to me for 5 weeks. Now I've been a little irritated by it, but now we're good. When you host the surprise party, you got the surprise. You win.
Yeah, that's good. It's hard to, like, especially because, like, I feel like it's hard to pull something like that off when you live with somebody, just because you never really truly have your own space. Like, that's impressive that she got you. I got to be honest, because you're a pretty cerebral guy. Like, you've got a finger pulse on what's going on with pretty much everything. So the daughter birthday, the pump fake daughter birthday party was a good cover.
So there's a few things, and I have to get, listen, Vanessa and I don't keep secrets from each other because we're bad at it.
Yeah.
And it always ends up hurting somebody's feelings. Meaning like, hey, I was kind of keeping it, like, we don't do that.
Yeah.
So if one of my friends is going through something, she's my sounding board and vice versa. And the first time I was like, I was kind of pissy about something. I can tell you exactly when it was. It was about 5 weeks ago. And she's like, hey, is this street in Akron good to stay? I'm like, why are you asking me? She's like, well, somebody's coming into town and they got to know. Right. And I'm like, but okay. Is it a person? Is it a family? Is it a couple? Like, and she couldn't give me any answers. And then she had like the guilty look on her face.
Yeah.
And I was like, what aren't you telling me? And she's like, I'll tell you if you just keep pushing. And so I stopped pushing because that's usually a sign for, hey, dummy, stop that. And the whole while, I was like, she asked me like a Hacksaw level question. If you don't know my boy Hacksaw, sweetest dude in the world, one of my best friends. I love him dearly. He's the least adult-y 35-year-old on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's the kind of person that's like, so I'm going to Cleveland. What should I do? And I was like, you got Google. Yeah, why are you asking
anything?
Where in Cleveland are you going? Like, just I'm going to Cleveland doesn't mean diddly squat. Even if you're from downtown Cleveland, you're like, well, what part of downtown Cleveland? So I remember being irritated about that. And then apparently Vanessa, there was a short period. We got one of those, the calendars that's like synced up with your phones. And there was a short period of time where our Google accounts were actually linked. She actually sent me the invite to my own birthday party. And so I was seeing any text that I was sending out, she was seeing, and vice versa. But here's the thing. I saw birthday, and I immediately was like, not my problem. I immediately was like, this has nothing to do with me. I'm going to delete this. And I immediately went in and unlinked our Gmails because I'd already gotten another, like, her and her sisters and mom are on a girls' trip. And they talk about some things, man. I mean, they go into places I don't need to know about, and they do it at like 7:30 in the morning when they talk about, like, what? I don't even think about that in the middle of the day. Why are you thinking about that at, you know, 6 a.m. in the morning? So I immediately opted out. And so for like 6 weeks, she's been like, have you seen anything? And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, you do not, this fundamentally, you keep at, what would I have seen? A UFO? Are there UAPs in the area? Was there a drone that I was not privy to, right? It all came right to a head there.
Did it hit you all at once? Like, when everything finally clicked, was like the calendar on top of the fake birthday.
Oh, it did. And then I was like, wait, so this is why you were like this on this day? And she's like, how can you remember that, but you didn't link them together? I'm like, because it was the greatest swerve in history. It was, that's Olivia's birthday.
That's good.
And when you say it's Olivia's birthday, to me, like, that's my number one. That's my firstborn. I will do anything to give that kid the best party possible, and I will suspend disbelief for everything else. So actually, the only disappointment was I thought I was going to have a birthday buddy. She was off to homecoming like an hour later, and I was just there with 40 of my closest friends. I will tell you, was not prepared at all. Like, a big social event, I usually spend a couple hours like preparing for, because I love all that, like, any of my friends I get to see.
The social battery thing would have thrown me.
But I went in prepared for one thing, and I got another. And so there was like a moment for like an hour. I just stood talking to all my guys into like a big semicircle. And Vanessa's like, why don't you go talk to other people? I'm like, because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed right now in the best possible way. So if you're out there thinking about holding a surprise birthday party, it can be done.
Do it.
You ever been surprise birthday party?
I've never been. I've attended. I've never been the one being surprised. I'm kind of like you. Like I don't know that I'd like it, to be honest with you.
So I loved it. I was just very tired the next day. I'm not saying that's why I got sick, but this is where we kind of turn it on Vanessa and blame her. No, it's not why I got sick. No, I think it might have something to do with my pre-diabetic nature. I think that's the bigger culprit here. But second, right under that, awful lifestyle. A. That's an A. Distant B, that's a surprise birthday party.
When I turned 16, my mom got me pretty good. It wasn't like a walk up to my own house type thing, but it was my birthday and we were sitting at home at the house. And then like slowly one by one, like my friends trickled in, and that was like a surprise birthday party, like reverse, you know, like they all came to me where I was actively sitting. Cause I had literally turned 16 that day. I failed my driver's test. So she probably couldn't have sent me out of the house because how was I going to go anywhere? I couldn't drive. So that was the closest thing that I've had to. And I felt similar. I was like, how did everybody know to show up here? This is my house. And I didn't invite anybody, so.
You see it all. One great woman, right there. My wife and your mom. See, it sounds like I'm going somewhere. I'm not. I'm dropping it right there. 216-474-0090. I'm not to a point where I can make your mom jokes to Nick yet. We're working there. We'll get there eventually.
Maybe Friday.
Yeah. Now, Anthony Aland would never do that either. What a respectable young man.
10 out of 10. Absolutely would.
All right, Thomas and Shaker, real quick before you get to your football point, has anyone ever pulled a surprise party on you successfully?
No, but I have been iced before in college for my birthday.
Yeah, what?
That's a good one. You don't know what that is?
Ice. You know, wow. I'm not going to say the brand, 'cause I want to get on the radio.
Oh.
But, you know,
I thought it was a bunch of guys in tactical gear broke into your house and tried to take you out of the country.
No.
I was like, that'd be a weird thing for your birthday, too.
No,
like, I got free Starbucks. You get kicked out. I don't even know.
Yeah, you drink this little fruity drink. It really messes you up in the head after you drink it, you know.
If it helps, I definitely beer bonged Boone's Farm in college, and that's where that story stops for me that night. Everybody else had full recollections of that night. Still don't. Not a shred. I remember the beer bong going up, and that's it.
I'm not going to tell you my college stories on the radio. I'm not trying to get fired from my
That's
job.
Fair. By the way, ironically, the beer bong was actually held by guys from ICE. As before, they had like a whole... But is that too many ICE jokes? All right, Thomas, your football take?
I just want to say something about Shador real quick. I don't know what's going on in those meetings or anything. None of us really do. But I genuinely didn't think that Shador looked that good in that second preseason game. Like, alarmingly bad. There's moments where, and I'm a big Shador guy. I think Shador is going to be great. I just thought that when I seen him in that second preseason game, like, woo, this kid got a lot of learning to do. Like, a lot. And I'm not really against sitting him for a season, honestly, because he just doesn't look ready. He didn't look ready. And, that's not saying that he can't get there. I do think he will get there eventually. I just don't think that he didn't look like he was a quarterback who understood the NFL level yet, to me. That's just me. But, I'm not saying that he can't get there one day. I just think that he just has to work on his craft a little better.
Thomas, we appreciate you. Here's the problem, is that everybody's waiting the last thing we saw. Shador didn't look good. Dylan looked good. And the problem is the rest of camp, it was Shador exceeding expectations and Dylan looking like caca. So we're allowing a lot of last impressions in the preseason to carry a lot of water here.
We're going to find out on Sunday, because if Dylan Gabriel plays good, all right, it's your job. Take the reins and don't give them back. But if he plays poorly, oh boy, are the Shador Sander fans going to be out in droves.
I just hope Dylan Gabriel doesn't pantomime answers after the game.
Could you imagine?
So unbecoming of a Browns quarterback, in case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.